soundtrack of your life. Blink, now filled with better music. The new 102.7 Blink.
.7 Blink with Todd Newton Thursday afternoon. We've got Kurt Loder coming up at the top of the hour with the MTV Entertainment Report. It's going to be some good stuff. My boy Kurt, always filling you in. 2,750 theaters across these United States last night showed Matrix Reloaded. I think they started like right around 10 o'clock. If you weren't one of the ones that got in on it early, you know it's open everywhere now. I was coming to work today. I saw people camped out for tickets. Camped out for Matrix Reloaded tickets. That's what's happening on the big screen. On the small screen, here's some news. Survivor news. If you're still into Survivor, the 8th installment is going to kind of be an all-star reunion type show with former winners and former players like a Richard Hatch, Tina Wesson, both of them million-dollar winners, Susan Hawk, the truck driver, Jerry, you know who Jerry is. They're coming back for the 8th installment. This time they're upping the ante a little bit. $2 million is the grand prize. And that's going to start airing on CBS in February. The location yet to be determined. Certainly yet to be announced. So, there you go. You're up to speed somewhat. 5 songs in a row. And don't forget that entertainment report coming up in just about 5 minutes here on 102.7 Blink.
Live from New York, it's Friday morning.
Dan Aykroyd got a start on SNL, and this Saturday night, he's hosting the season finale.
It's Saturday Night Live!
But tomorrow morning...
Live from New York!
Listen for Dan Aykroyd Live with Booker and Lopez. Dan Aykroyd, Live with Booker and Lopez. Tomorrow morning on the new 102.7 Blink.
Emanating from the center of your world, New York's new 102.7
Blink.
Blink. New York.
From the 102.7 Blink Media Center, here's an NBC News update.
Raid on the Iraqi city of Tikrit has netted another of the most wanted at the Pentagon. Here's NBC's Carl Rochelle.
He is Adil Abdallah Mahdi al-Duri, number two of diamonds in that deck of cards, listed as a Ba'ath Party regional command chairman for the Dihar district. He's taken into custody along with several former Iraqi generals.
The Pentagon is cutting the number of people and aircraft it's sending to the prestigious Paris Air Show following the rift with France over the Iraqi war. Some Saudi citizens are starting to call on their government to crack down on extremist Islamic clerics long tolerated within the suicide attacks this week. A total lunar eclipse of the moon will be visible tonight over most of the United States. It will begin just after 10 p.m. Eastern time. Wall Street up today. The Nasdaq closed at its highest level in 11 months, up 16.5 points. The Dow up 65.5. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV Radio Network Music News Brief. Multi-Grammy winner Norah Jones has been on the Billboard chart for a pretty remarkable 63 weeks now with her debut album, Come Away With Me. The record has sold nearly 6 million copies, and next week will be climbing back up to number 2 again.
Our record didn't have a lot of gimmicks. It was just simple. But I think there's room for both. There's room for heavy production, as long as there's room for little production, you know.
American Idolette Kelly Clarkson will be slipping down to number 9 on next week's Billboard chart with her debut album, Thankful, which has gone gold plus over the last 4 weeks. And who does she thank for this, apart from fans and or viewers? Well, no surprise, probably, she thanks the American Idol judges.
With me, they gave nothing but great constructive criticism. They always, like, everybody was always like, oh, they were always in your corner. No, there was always one that always said something like, you can improve on this, or, you know, that was great performance, but, you know, maybe try this. Like, and they're all right. Like, constructive criticism is the best.
There are a couple of questions that might be asked about Jewel right now. What's with the dance pop move, for one, and that suddenly slinky new video? And the title of her upcoming new album, 0304. What's that about?
It's just sort of a America that talks about pop culture right now, my life right now, between the years of 2003-2004. So it's kind of like a yearbook of life right now.
Jewel's 0304 album will be out on June 3rd. She also performed at the 100% NYC concert at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York last weekend, and you can check out the footage on MTV and VH1 tomorrow night at 9 p.m. With an MTV Radio Network Music News Brief, I'm Kurt Loder.
let's face it, nobody dances on the beach in a Pepsi commercial like Shakira. 1027 Blink with Todd Newton inviting you to join us at 6 o'clock this afternoon. 6 o'clock, your chance to become a member of the Blink Air staff, giving you an opportunity to fill in the blank with an annual salary of $100,000. Here's where the casting van's going to be, okay? The DSW Shoe Warehouse at 60 South Route 17. That's in Paramus. DSW 60 South Route 17 in Paramus. 6 o'clock, less than an hour from right now. Come see us. Get a new gig with 1027 Blink.
This is the new sound of Blink. Blink. 1027. Blink.
It's Blink, and it's celebrity time around the studios. Tomorrow morning, Dan Aykroyd is coming in to hang out with Booker and Lopez for a little while. He, of course, is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend with special musical guest Beyonce Knowles. And when Aykroyd's in town, man, everything is right in the world. Not only is he an SNL legend, but come on, he was in Tommy Boy, which to me, instant and well-deserved thumbs up. All right, so we've got Aykroyd in the studio. I'm going to call him Dan Aykroyd. Aykroyd is disrespectful, almost. Dan Aykroyd in the studio tomorrow with Booker and Lopez at 8 o'clock sharp. We've got the Blink casting van in Paramus in about 35 minutes. And we've got five songs in a row coming up, including Kelly Clarkson, for all of you American Idolites floating around out there. Stick it. It's perfect. Miss Independent coming up on 1027 Blink.
If you know that 24 is a TV show and not just the number of hours in a day, Blink may be looking for you. 1027 Blink is looking for applicants to fill in the blank. This is not a contest. This is a real job as an on-air host with an annual salary of $100,000.
The next casting call is today at 6 p.m. at DSW Shoe Warehouse on 60 South Route 17 in Paramus.
Blink, and you're on the air. 1027 Blink.
1027 Blink.
Another five songs in a row starts now.
Blink FM.